This is the Infinite Receiving Podcast, helping conscious leaders tap into a wealth of abundance across all areas of your life and business. I'm Susie Ashworth, and I'll be sharing with you how you can upgrade your reality through quantum transformation, because you are ready for infinite receiving. Hello, 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 you gorgeous human beings. It is Susie Ashworth here, and you are listening to the Infinite Receiving Podcast. And I'm excited to be back in the studio. When I say studio, I mean using my mic, and I've gone all professional. You can't see, but I've got some headphones on, so I feel like I'm in my home studio. And I've got a good one for you today. We are going to be discussing, sharing, conversing on three surprising reminders that I received for my birthday. It has been my birthday month, October, and I am now at the ripe young age of 44, and I have so much to celebrate, and I really genuinely feel that. This last 365 days, like on paper, had the potential to be a shit show, if I am honest with you. And actually, it has been amazing. I have loved the fact that we've been able to travel, and I don't think I've ever been away as much as what I have been over the last year. And that has brought me so much joy and so much fulfillment. And at the same time, I am also looking forward to 2023 being a little bit more grounded, because even though I have loved all of the travel, there's a different energy coming through, and I don't have the desire to be away every month like I have been this year, pretty much every month next year. Like, we've done that. That was 2022. It was so 2022, baby. 2023 is going to look different. But suffice to say, when I reflected on the last cycle around the sun, how I felt, not just the travel, but really how I felt within myself, how the kids have been, how things have been within the business, I am so proud and so happy and so grateful for what has transpired over the last year. And I will record another podcast actually just around the actual lessons that I learned and the muscles that got tested and strengthened over the last year, because I definitely feel like October 2021, there was a new energy that came in that said, relax. And I want to share with you what has happened in that, in inverted commas, relaxation phase. And it now feels like the foot's back on the gas. Like, I feel like the energy has been percolating. It has been, it's just been building over the last year. And now I'm like ready to go. We've been pulling back the arrow, and now I'm like, 44 is here. Let's go. However, before I get into all of that, I want to share with you three specific things that came up for me over my birthday that I wasn't expecting. But these are not new lessons, they're reminders. And so I want to share these with you in the hope that whether it's your birthday or not, you can recognize yourself in these. And really, like, we want you to stop. I want you to notice as quickly as possible so that you can adjust your behavior, so that you're able to really be in conscious receiving and manifestation mode rather than blocking yourself, which is what I did definitely for a portion of my birthday. So the first reminder that I got was that it is really, really easy to block yourself from consciously receiving when you're operating from a place of it needs to look a certain way for it to count. Now, I want to give myself a little bit of grace, because the reality is that on my birthday, despite the fact that it's on the calendar, I'd spoken to the kids about the fact that it was my birthday. And even the day before, I'd said, oh, it's my birthday tomorrow. on my birthday, when I woke up and got the kids up, there was nada for mama. There were no cards. There were no gifts. There was nothing. Now, to be fair to my kids, the way that it normally works on birthdays for myself and for Jerome is that on Jerome's birthday, I will kind of get them a bit rallied up and we'll go and get the gifts. Sometimes we'll get a cake, we'll do the cards, and then I will make sure that when they go to his, they've got everything. And then on his birthday, they will do an inverted commas surprise. I say in inverted commas because they get excited and obviously they spill the beans. But ultimately, there is something there for him, which I have organized. Now, the kids are a little bit older. Caesar is in secondary school now, and he has pocket money. And there is a little bit, not massive, but there's a little bit more of an expectation for him to take just a little bit more responsibility when it comes to where he's going to invest his money. So, for instance, he likes to buy his friends gifts on their birthdays. So there's a little piece of me that's like, come on, Caesar, you should have got things together a little bit. And more so than that, like, who is the adult in this situation? Come on, Jerome, get your shizzle together. Even though we're not together, like, because of the kids being at the age that they are, and it's important to just acknowledge and celebrate and appreciate each other on our birthdays, like, there was definitely expectation that he would have been more conscious and more aware. So when I first got up on my birthday, I'm not going to lie, I was a little bit disappointed. Bearing in mind, it's 7:30 in the morning. Nothing's arrived. Postman hasn't been. It's me and the kids. And I'm just a bit like, And so then when they kind of clock on and they're all saying happy birthday to me, I am not in receiving mode at all. I'm like, yeah, okay, fine. Come on, let's get our stuff together. And that's also not the vibe. I don't need to punish them. Which ultimately, like, passively aggressively, like, there was no shouting or telling off, but passively aggressively withdrawing, retreating because I am feeling upset. So even though what I wanted was to be acknowledged and be appreciative, and even though the kids required a little bit of a nudge, it wasn't enough for me in that moment. And so I blocked myself. And on reflection, it didn't need to be like that. And whilst it's important that I get to acknowledge my feelings, and one of the big things that we talked about when I was chilled out and open was the fact that it is important to acknowledge each other's birthdays. And even though they're kids, to take the time to, like, make a card and write a card means a lot to me. Like, on Mother's Day and on my birthday, those 2 days of the year, it means a lot for them to go to the effort to let me know that they appreciate me. And that ended up being a very positive conversation. It didn't happen until later on in the day, but I'm really glad that I got to have that conversation in that way. Because the reality is that Jerome and I aren't together anymore, and that's not his, it's not his forte, remembering dates. But the kids with the calendar and me being like, it's my birthday soon, they now know that Mother's Day and birthdays are important for me. But the biggest reminder that I got when I reflected on the day was, after I'd told them I could have allowed myself to receive, because they wanted to give to me and they wanted to share their love with me. But because I had decided that unless when I woke up, I was getting a card and I was receiving that appreciation, then it didn't mean as much to me. I wasn't going to put as much value on it. I blocked myself. And it's silly because I know how much my kids adore me. And I also know how much Jerome appreciates me. So don't do what I did. When we have an expectation of the way something has to look and decide that unless it looks that way, it doesn't count, we stop ourselves from receiving the magic. So if you know that you do that, or if you know that you're in the middle of doing that, particularly with people that you love, my invitation is to get clear on what it is that you desire and then communicate it. Because when I did that, everything opened up, both for them and for me. The second reminder that I got was, be patient. Stop looking at your clock and stop being like, where is it? Where is it? Why isn't it here yet? Why isn't it here yet? Is it coming? Is it coming? I can't see it. Oh, it's not coming. Oh, nobody loves me. Woe is me. Manifestation. What? Like, don't do that. The reality is by the time I'd taken the kids to school, picked myself up a Starbucks, which, by the way, I got for free because it was my birthday. By the time I got home, I'd already, Tilda had arrived with this beautiful orchid replacing the two dead ones that I have in the kitchen. I had cards and somebody had already sent me flowers, you know, so everything had changed on the material plane in less than 40 minutes. You know, there was the acknowledgement and the recognition and the appreciation I desired. It was on its way. You know, people had already thought, people had already cared, people had already demonstrated how much they appreciate me. And I think that that's the thing with you and your manifestation. You're looking at the clock all of the time. And when it's not there, you've decided that it's not working. You're not good enough. It's never going to arrive. And none of that is true. It's just not there yet. You know, it is impossible. The reality is that it is impossible for me on my birthday to not receive and to not feel loved because of the amount that goes out from me, from my heart, through my heart, like throughout the year. It's impossible that even the smallest amount doesn't come back to me. I don't do it for that. I do not do it for that. But what I'm talking about is momentum and energy and aligned action and treating people the way that you desire to be treated. And I love to send gifts. I love to let people know that they are appreciated. And it's impossible that one of those people aren't going to reciprocate, you know? And so if I'd just allowed myself to be patient, I would have removed stress. I would have removed anxiety. I would have removed sadness. I would have removed frustration. And just enjoyed the spaciousness, just enjoyed the moment. And so I really want to encourage you that if your manifestation isn't there yet, don't worry. It's just not there yet. How would you choose to be if you knew that it was on its way? I could have totally shifted my morning if I'd have just acted in the knowing, in my innate knowing that everything that I desired was on its way. Now, the third reminder that I got was, actually, none of the external stuff matters if I do not feel it from the inside out. And so what happened throughout the day, I'm receiving more and more and more and more. But where my mind was fixated on was Jerome and the kids. Why do my family not love me? You know? What's going on here? And it wasn't until that I decided to get over myself and really deeply acknowledge that, of course, my kids adore me. And of course, my ex appreciates me. And it wasn't until I decided to drop the story, which was keeping me looping, was keeping me feeling out of sorts, was keeping me feeling down and emotional. It wasn't until I decided to drop that that I really allowed myself to feel the love that was there right in front of me, you know? And what's really interesting is that with my ex, he remembered it about 10:30 and was a bit like, oh, sorry, I didn't sort the kids out. And then they came over after school and it was really nice. But what is interesting is that there was a part of me that almost still blocked it. Like, oh, no, you can't remember now. You can't come over after school. And I'm so glad that I didn't do that, because it meant that any healing that needed to be done was done. But I had already decided before then that I was not willing to start my 45th year going into it, blocking myself so obviously from receiving. And when I looked back on it, when I reflected on the day, it was such a humbling reminder, because I'm so good. Like I said at the beginning, I'm so good at receiving. It's something that I have reached a level of mastery. And this incident, you know, and how I felt and how easy it was for me to go to the other side of the coin, unconsciously and consciously block myself. I'm like, oh my goodness, this is so, you thought that you had cracked this. You thought that you were beyond this. And this is the invitation to remind yourself that this is an ongoing conscious practice. And if you do not consciously practice opening your heart and opening yourself up, you'll stop it. You can stop it in an instant. As quickly as you can open it up and receive in an instant, you can block it and stop it. So don't do that, especially going into this next year. And so what it did, it was a wake-up call. It's like, Suze, you know this, you've got this. So much is available to you. Don't get complacent. You know, keep remembering what it means to keep your heart open. Keep remembering what it looks like to let things go. Keep remembering what it feels like to not make up stories that don't serve you, that create contraction within you. Keep remembering that. And so these are beautiful birthday lessons, beautiful gifts, which were all in their own unique, sometimes frustrating way, like the best gifts that I could have received actually going into my 45th year. I just didn't appreciate all of them exactly as I was getting them. I want to actually share one more kind of bonus lesson, reminder, gift that I received. So I actually went on to have an incredible day and an incredible evening. And I met up with a friend who I've known for over 30 years. And it was so lovely just to be able to be with her and share and just be completely open about how I'd felt earlier on in the day, how I felt about my year, you know, what was coming up. And it was so gorgeous. And one of the fears that comes up for people so frequently, they say to me, you know, I'm scared of expanding because I'm worried about losing the people that I love. And what I was reminded of so exquisitely during my dinner and drinks with my friend is that it doesn't matter how far you expand, you've already got lifers in your world. That no matter, you know, how much you expand, whether you contract, whether you speak every day, or you don't speak for a year or two, there are lifers in your world that will never, never disappear. And for me, I was just reminded of how much I deeply, deeply value those friendships. And I feel so fortunate and so lucky to have a fair few of them in my life, people who know the bones of me and have done for, you know, almost a lifetime. And so it was just, I think the gift was to not be afraid of the people that fall away, because they are there for a reason or a season, and to deeply appreciate the people who are your lifers, knowing that you don't need to grip, you don't need to hold, you don't need to force anything. They will just be there. They are not going anywhere. They are the people that you can call up in the middle of the night after you haven't spoken to them for 3 years and go, help, and they will be there. And you have those people in your life right now. And I think you just get to appreciate the gift of that friendship, that relationship, that intimacy, that history, whilst knowing that there are always more memories to be made. Okay, my loves, I hope that you've enjoyed this episode. It's gone a little bit longer than what we have with the others. I've got some amazing things coming up for you. If you've enjoyed this, please hit me up on Instagram. I'm on Susie_Ashworth. And if you haven't subscribed or reviewed the podcast yet, I would massively appreciate it, because the more of you that subscribe and review, the more Apple pushes this out to people. And I want to activate a whole new world of receiving within an army of us. So let's get the message out there, and I will see you next week. And in the meantime, please remember that faith plus action equals miracles. Thank you for listening to Infinite Receiving with me, Susie Ashworth. I'd love to share with you my Infinite Receiving activation audio. Go to susieashworth.com/activate infinite receiving.